Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young. And David, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Shaquan, and talk to the Raccoon Valley radio listeners. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, no, it's great as we have the legislative session here going strong. But, you know, before we get to stuff there, want to congratulate you on winning your re-election. So congratulations on that.
Well, I appreciate that. It's, you know, running for office, take my hat off to anybody who's put their name on a ballot, regardless of what race that is, from local level to national level, state level, regardless of what party you're in. It's a big step. If you want to serve people at kind of and do things that legislators do or a board of supervisor or mayor does, you got to take a little risk and put yourself out there. It's not always glamorous, but if you want to make a difference, I think that's what you do. That's what's right for me, and here we are. So I've been on the winning and losing side before. It's humbling altogether, though, and so it's a pleasure to serve the folks of Southeast Dallas County.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, no, that's really great to hear. So now we'll jump into a couple of things going on here in the legislature. So the Iowa Senate recently voted to approve Senate File 67 in regards to a 2% boost for K-12 school funding. And so what are your thoughts on this matter?
Well, I don't think 2% is enough for our public schools, especially with where inflation is right now and the demand that we put on our teachers and what we expect out of our students. And so I want a higher amount than 2%, but we passed the bill above 2%, 2.25%, not a whole lot more, but we are under fiscal financial restraints. But we were able to do something that the Senate didn't do, and that was to add about $114.5 million more to make sure that we direct that funding to teachers, increase per pupil equity, school transportation, operational sharing, because we recognize that aside from just that increase, you got to really dig into certain accounts, and there's some accounts that need more help than others. And so House has their number, Senate has their number, we'll conference and reconcile that. We're going to fight for the higher amount in the House, and the Senate is who they are. If people have an issue, call your senator's office as well. But I appreciate when people reach out to my office.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thanks for sharing your thoughts on that. Again, we are speaking here with Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young. And now, David, let's talk about another thing. The House subcommittee voted to advance House File 154, which would allow Iowa residents who score perfectly on the ACT or SAT to have their tuition paid for and receive a $5,000 stipend each semester to attend one of the state's public universities. So what kind of maybe education or monetary benefits do you think this would bring to students?
I think this is a great incentive for any student out there and any family that they could try to take advantage of. Work hard, study hard, get rewarded, and you have a full ride to a great university in our region system in Iowa. And so I think this is actually a brilliant idea. I tell you that my ACT and SAT scores would not have allowed me to get that free ride. But, you know, folks who don't, you know, perfection is, it's hard to do, getting those perfect scores, but it is doable. People have done it. And so I think this is a brilliant idea and a good incentive for students and for families to try to take advantage of it. And even if you don't get that perfect score, your grade probably will be high enough, your score will be high enough where you could probably get some scholarship money at one of our great Regent universities in Iowa. And a little selfish, I want our students in Iowa, K-12, when they graduate from high school, to stay in Iowa.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think that is fair. I don't think that's selfish at all. So definitely great on that point. So thanks for sharing that. And then talk about maybe some of the other bills that are being worked on right now in the House.
Well, I'll tell you a priority that I have, a few of them. It's an issue regarding taxes and the hard workers that we have out there who sometimes rely on tips, whether they're working to grab luggage at a hotel and take them up to people's rooms, or you're a waiter or waitress, or you're in some kind of service industry where you rely a lot on tips from customers. I introduced a bill to remove the tax on tips when it comes to your state income. I don't see a tip as part of your income. And I know some can formulate it like that and make that argument. But to me, if you have your base income and if you do a good job, somebody gives you a tip, that's a gift. And I don't think that that should be taxed at all. And so I'm hoping that we can get some momentum on no tax on tips. You probably heard about that at the federal level. It's a bipartisan issue, just like the issue of no tax on overtime pay. So you want to pay attention, and I certainly do, to the fiscal and economic, you know, walls that sometimes people hit, those barriers, and, you know, allow them to. They worked hard for this money. They should keep more of it. And I really believe in that because they know best how to spend it because they worked hard for it. The government isn't always the best steward of the taxpayer dollars, and so I want more of these dollars sticking in the pockets of hardworking Iowans.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. And, of course, just everything going on right now in the House. And, again, how's the legislative session going so far for you?
You know, we served from January to late April. It's a pretty fast pace, but that allows you to be focused and not just sit around and twiddle your thumbs. Iowans expect when you work for them to work hard. And so it's a fast pace. A flurry of legislation is being introduced. I am a chairman of a committee this time around, the Transportation Committee. And so we deal with things like protecting the road use fund to make sure that those dollars are protected that come in from the gas tax and other fees so that they're put on our roads and so our drivers have safe roads, our kids driving to school have safe roads. And a big priority on that transportation committee that I'm chairman of is the bipartisan issue. And the governor mentioned this in her condition of the state address in January, and that is distracted driving and hands-free driving. Right now we have a law that says you can't text when you drive. But there seems to be a loophole where people think that while they're driving down an interstate at 70 miles an hour or sometimes more, or a highway, that they can still have that device in their hand. It could be an iPad, it can be iPhone, a Samsung, Galaxy, whatever, but they're still being distracted at the wheel. So maybe they're not texting, but they are emailing, or they're paying a bill online, or they're playing Candy Crush, or they're formatting their latest Spotify playlist, or they're pulling up a map or something. That's distracting. When you are driving a machine, a car, you should not be operating another machine while you're doing it. And let's face it, we're navigating an iPhone system or an iPad or a phone. That's a machine as well, and you get really, really distracted. And we've had deaths in Iowa. Tragic incidences, debilitating accidents where people are maimed and can't walk anymore and people have died. And we are behind the curve on this. So the hands-free bill passed out of the Transportation Committee 22-0. It passed the Senate committee unanimously. And I'm hoping we can get these to the floor of the House and Senate very, very soon and help save lives. Because where this has been done in other states, crashes have been reduced and lives have been saved.
Well, again, thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. Yeah, that's very definitely important. So thanks so much. Again, we have been speaking here with the Iowa House Representative out of District 28, David Young, on our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And David, really appreciate you taking the time. We'll catch up again in a few weeks.
We will talk to you soon. Everybody stay warm out there and drive safe.
Absolutely. To both of those, yes, please do that. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.